Yeah, so mesmerizing. I don't know what it is. It's just great. I don't know. I'm just mesmerized.
Maybe you want some berries. We're getting hungry.
It is berry season. So.
It is.
All right. Now tell me about this next song we're going to play.
This is a Lisa Sazma song. Or no, we're doing Nascomenon.
Nascomenon.
This is another Sandy Led song played with a rattle.
Hey, ah, hey, way, ah, hey, ah, way, ah, hey, ah, ho. Hey, ah, hey, way, ah, hey, ah, way, ah, hey, ah, ho. Hey, oh, ah, hey, ah, way, ah, hey, hi, ah, ho. Hey, oh, ah, hey, ah, way, ah, hey, hi, ah, ho. Hey, ah, hey, hi, ah, way, ah, hey, hi, ah, way, ah, hey, ah, hey, hi, ah, way, ah, ho. Ni pa na, ni wa pa ti na. Ni pawati na ni manatu, ni pawati na ni manatu. Hey ah hey way ah hey ah way ah hey ah ho. Hey ah hey way ah hey ah way ah hey ah ho. Hey oh wah hey ah way ah hey hi ah ho. Hey oh wah hey ah way ah hey hi ah ho. Ni nasko mona ni manatu, ni nasko mona ni manatu. Hey ah hey way ah hey ah way ah hey ah ho. Hey ah hey way ah hey ah way ah hey ah ho. Hey oh ah hey ah way ah hey hi ah ho. Hey oh ah hey ah way ah hey hi ah ho.
And they were singing here in the studio, singing along with that. All right, we'll be back with more Escuello singers after this.
This is Bird Note. Two adult eagles flying high above the ground confront each other, talons outstretched, then suddenly lock onto each other's talons. Gravity takes over, and the pair, still fully entangled, wings flailing, begin to cartwheel to Earth. Just before they smack the ground, they disengage and begin to fly upward. This cartwheel display of courting bald eagles is thrilling, both highly acrobatic and downright hazardous. Once in a while, the two birds fail to release their talons and reach the Earth, still fully in each other's iron grasp. Rival adults competing for mates or territory sometimes perform the same wild flight. And neither seems in a hurry to let go. Their clasp could last for hours. At last, the eagles unlock talons and fly off, back into the sky where they could, perhaps, meet again for another dramatic bout of cartwheeling. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
And we're back, and we're going to hear some more live drumming.
So this next song we're going to sing is a Lisa Sazma song. She was one of the original singers in Nitziwaken. She is Algonquin from the Massachusetts area, and this was a traditional song from her area. I guess the song is kind of self-explanatory, but she talks about the great oak tree, and this is her story with that.
Yeah, let's do it. Song Dea is another one.
And this is also another Lisa Sasima song. This song actually doesn't have any Cree words. It has syllabics or
vocables.
Vocables. And so traditionally back in the day, we couldn't speak our language. It was actually outlawed. And so we were able to continue melodies and songs and traditions by singing without singing and creating vocables in place of the words. And so this is one of those songs called Song Adea.
Mm. Can you start it?
Way yo yo hi yo hey, way yo yo hi yo hey, way hi ho hey yo, 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 hey yo, hey yo, way hey yo yo hi yo hey, way hey yo yo hi yo hey. Way higher, ho, hey, yo. Way higher, ho, hey, yo. Way, yeah, way, yeah. Way higher, ho, hey, yo. Way higher, ho, hey, yo. Hey, you. Hey, you. Way, hey, yo, yo, higher, yo, hey. Way, hey, yo, yo, higher, yo, hey.
That song is called Strong Hearted. That's what Song Adea means.
Ah,
strong hearted.
Yes. Strong hearted.
All right, and I got a question for you, because I know we have some Facebook friends that are, you know, mutual. Russell Wallace.
Yes.
How do you know him?
I know Russell. He's a traditional West Coast singer, and I first was introduced to Russell through a mutual musician friend, Wayne LaValle, and we did some performances together. I also do a little bit of acting as well. I was in a film and play production by Marie Clements called The Road Forward, and so we got to work on some music and some performances with that project. correct. And yeah, Russell's great. Wonderful singer. His whole family, it's a musical family, the Russell Wallace family. And yeah, I've had the honor to sing with them a little bit.
Perfect. And we're going to play his song, Salish Counting Song. It's the disco mix. Yes, and we were dancing in the studio here.
Dance party!
Yeah. Dance party! Woo-hoo. All right, Michelle.
Yes, we were dancing. So, Escuello Singers, you perform locally, but you also perform internationally. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
We are going to be jet setting here in the fall. At the end of September, we've been invited to the WOMAD Festival in South Africa, which is super exciting for us to be able to share our Cree language and Cree culture across the world. I believe we have, I think, maybe five or six performances during the week-long that we're there.
Yeah, even more, I think, dare I say.
Yeah.
Between the workshops and stuff.
It's, yeah, workshops. We're going to be collaborating with some artists. We are also in the works of doing a performance or two in Egypt as well, in Northern Africa, mm-hmm. at the tail end of that tour. So it's, yeah, some exciting performance ahead of us here coming up. Actually, kind of pretty quick, really.
Very quick. It's like we're coming right around the corner.
That's super exciting.
First
super.
Time outside of Turtle Island for me. I know Escuello Singers has done some stuff before, but yeah, I'm so excited, so honored.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's fantastic to be able to share this with the world.
Yeah.
It really is.
And also connect with other Indigenous nations from like all over the world. Like it's
absolutely.
Not just us here on Turtle Island. Like we're all over and like having the opportunity to connect with people like from Africa, from like Asia, everywhere. Like everyone's yeah. going to be gathering.
New Zealand, the Aborigines in Australia. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a really an experience for sure.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, excited.
All right, tell me about this next song.
This next song is called The Welcome Song. Mm-hmm.
And this is, Sandy Schofield was commissioned to write this song for the 2010 Winter Olympics, which is a big feather in her hat. Mm-hmm. Shout out, Sandy. This song played during the opening ceremonies of all the athletes entering into the Coliseum, I believe. Was it the Coliseum, I believe, or Rogers Place? Yeah, what an honor for Sandy to be able to share music with the world. So this is the welcome song.
Yo, hey, hey.
Yahweh, 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 Yahweh,
All right.
So if people want to get a hold of Escuello Singers for commission, for performing, for events, how does that happen?
Yeah, you can reach us at our website called EscuelloSingers.com. We're also on Facebook. If you just look up Escuello Singers, you can find us and like our page, and we'll be posting all of the stuff there. And you can also find us on Instagram under Escuello Singers, which I did not just live make
the account right now.
But yeah, follow us there too. We'll be posting there as well.
Amazing. And I just noticed your Buffy shirt.
Yeah. I was like,
totally representing.
Holding up my shirt like this.
That's so good. I'm so glad
I played
her song today. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys, for coming to the Wham Bam East Band Show. Wham Bam
East Band.
Yeah, baby. And tell us about this last song we're going to play.
The last song is The River Song, another Lisa Sazuma song. We wanted to round off with this song because it has the band in it, so you can get a really good sense of...
The
Sandy Schofield Band, which we'll be playing on Sunday. And also, we're going to be singing the song in Alexandria, so we want to include it.
A few other performances as well. But yeah, so we definitely want to represent the whole feel of what we're about. Yeah. So thanks again, DJ Mehdi and Michelle, for having us on your show as
Thanks
well.
So much, y'all. Ego se.
Next show is a hip-hop show on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll catch you all next week. We're going to end with Savage Love from Ophelia Falling.